it's on the door in case somebody comes by and wants to know, but I also wanted all you to know. So 5th and the 12th, we won't be here, and then we will be back on the 19th. All right?
Title of this sermon is, Who Am I? And last week when we were in Sunday school, we were in Matthew 16, and we were in verse 13 through 16, and it says, When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, Who do people say the Son of Man is? They replied, Some say John the Baptist. Others said Elijah. And still others, Jeremiah, or one of the other prophets. But what about you, he asked, Who do you say I am? Now, when I read that and we were talking about it in Sunday school, I thought to myself, these guys have been walking around with him for quite a while. How can they not know who he is? But obviously, they did not know who he was. Because none of them said, You're the Son of Man, except Peter, when he finally asked Peter. So there were 11 other people there, at least 11 other people there, who were going, Who is he? And they could not give him a definite answer. But it brought, when I thought of that and I started thinking about how I'm going to, you know, link this together, I got back to thinking way back when there was a TV show on in the 60s. It was called What's My Line? And I'm sure most of the people in here remember it. There may be some that don't. But they had a panel of people, and they would bring somebody in who had kind of an unusual occupation for that person. And they would ask all these questions trying to figure out what he did. And then they would bring a celebrity in, and they would blindfold him. And they'd ask questions trying to figure out who the celebrity was. And I got to thinking, I watched some of it on YouTube, and I was laughing so hard I couldn't believe I watched it when I was a kid. It was really bad. But when they brought the celebrity in, like I said, they blindfolded him. And it brought me back to the verse in Matthew. These guys had been walking around with Jesus for quite a while. And yet they were blindfolded who he was. They really did not know who he was. I'm sure they had some ideas. I'm sure more than one of them probably really thought he was Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of God. But they were blind. A lot of people were still blindfolded who he really was. And I got to thinking about it, the more I thought about it, I think, after all the experiences they've seen, all the things they've seen him do, all the miracles and all the healings and all the stuff like that, how could they not realize he was something unlike them in a way? Although that's why he came down to be like us. Do you think that the disciples actually had questions of who he was? And maybe they were fearful to ask the questions? Could be. I don't know. But they had experienced life-changing things in the times that they were walking with Jesus. And they had to understand that this was way bigger than they thought it was. But who were they in this thing? So then it come back down to me. What about us? What about me? Who am I in this world today? You know, if someone asks you, Mark, ask you, who is that guy up there? Mark would say, well, that's Mike. You know, he's married to Kathy. He's got a couple of grandkids. You know, he's retired now. He did this. And all those would be true statements. They would absolutely all be true statements. And it could be said about every one of us in this room the same way. But is that who I am? Or am I more than that? And I say I am. I might not realize that I am sometimes, but I am. I'm a child of God. I'm part of the kingdom. I'm blessed to be that. And a whole lot more. And, you know, we were talking this morning, and Brian, I think it was Brian was talking about, you know, and Brenda, we were talking about being the temple of the Lord. And we were talking about buildings and everything. And again, I'm sitting there thinking, look at all these giant churches, these big cathedrals and all the, they're just a reflection of the original temple built in Jerusalem, a place, a building. But they're not the temple of the Lord. The temple of the Lord is right here. Right here. It's not the building. It's not the ceremonies. It's not the stuff that goes on in there. It's the individuals who walk in the door. That's who they are. That's who I want to be. I want to be the temple of the Lord. I want to have his spirit inside of me. And I want to be walking with him each and every day. And do I do it? No. I'll be the first to admit it. You know, when things come up, when stress situations come up, that's not what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, what do I have to do? How do I have to fix it? You know, if I'm walking with the Lord and I am who I want to believe I am, then I have an opportunity to reflect that. And I think Mark was saying that just before, you know, let us reflect on the other things, or, you know, people might want to come in here and, well, you know something? That's what the Lord wants us to do. He wants us to reflect him to the world. There's a whole lot of people out there right now in this world, and a whole lot of people we know probably, that are walking around right now and are not, they have no idea. They're just confused, sad, feel stressed out. I was driving down the road the other day and everybody was driving by me like I was standing still. And I thought to myself, why is everybody in such a hurry? If a guy goes by me on the highway or on a road 20 miles an hour faster than I am and I pull up to the red light, guess who's there? The same guy. And it's a home run. You know, he didn't get any further than I did. And he's trying, you know. Maybe he needs to learn a little faith. Maybe he needs to learn that God's in control of what's going on in the world, and even in him. And you know, that's who I want to be remembered for. I want to be remembered not for all the stuff I did, not for who I am physically or humanly, whatever you want to call it. I want to be remembered of a man of faith. I want to be remembered as a person who loved God, who loves the Lord, who trusts the Lord, who believes that he's in control of all things, and that he can do anything in an instant. That's what I want to be remembered for. And like I said, I know there a lot of people know that I'm a Christian, and a lot of people know I come up here and speak once in a while, and a lot of people know that sometimes I don't reflect that very well. But guess what? I can still be that because Jesus died for our sins. And he gave us the right to be that. And I want to accept that. I want to be the person he wants me to be. I want to be in his will every day. I ask him every morning, Lord, let me go, let me be in your will today. Whatever you put in front of me, let me do it. Sometimes he gives me something to do, sometimes he doesn't. But you know, that's the world we live in. Everything's going a mile a minute, everything's going like this. And it's just, sometimes it's hard to just focus on what really matters. I see a guy like Brian with all these little kids, I'd go insane. But you know something? He knows God's in control. You know, it's an everyday walk that we have to take to accept him in our life. And you know something? We need to renew that every day. It's like some people get up and have a cup of coffee in the morning. We need to renew our walk with the Lord every day and remind ourselves that that's who we want to be that day. Sometimes you wake up with a lot of things in your mind. But that doesn't, it only takes a second. It doesn't even take speaking out. It just takes a thought to remind him, to remind yourself that you're a child of God and you want to be in his will. I got to look at my notes here. You know, when Jesus asked the disciples, who do you think I am? And then Peter said, you're the Messiah, the Son of the living God. How come he knew and the others didn't? I find that interesting. Because they all saw the same thing. But he knew. I know that when you're going through a lot of situations in your life, and Oscar, I know, many, many times talked about everyone has a measure of faith. You know, we got to remember that for ourselves, if we want to continue to be walking in the Lord, even in the most stressful times, when we feel like God is not moving or anything, we still have that measure, that mustard seed measure of faith that we can fall back on and rely on him rather than rely on what's going on in the world around us. I know right now, Kathy's brother's going through some really hard stuff, and he's really struggling. But he's got that mustard seed faith. And he needs to turn it over to the Lord. And I believe he's trying. I believe he's really trying to turn it over to the Lord. But like a lot of things that happen in our lives, it gets to a certain point, it gets so big, it's the only thing we can see. And we can't get past it. And we can't remember that God is in control and that I am a child of God and I am a member of the kingdom. So who are you today? Are you the people I've come to know? You sure bet they are. And have you come to see that each of us in our own way is walking with the Lord? We're all on a different path, but it's one path. We've all come from different backgrounds. We've all come from different dynamics in our backgrounds. We've all come from whatever situation you can possibly think of. I've said many times up here, if I look back in my life, there are so many times before I really knew the Lord that he saved me from situations that I had no answer for. None. And I'm not sure I even cried out to him during those situations. But I do know this. He was with me. So I want to be known for my spiritual identity, not my human identity. And I hope each and every one here wants to be known for that. And I'm sure they do. Because that's so much bigger than your human identity. You might not be able to see it. Might not be able to touch it. You might not even be able to hear it. But you can live it. And that's the most important thing, live it. I want to live my spiritual identity. And I want to reflect that to the people I know and the people I meet. And I want to reflect it in a way that would please the Lord. And try as best as I can to do that. I want to be a comfort to people when I can. An encourager. I want to do the things that I think the Lord would have me do. I believe he's given me some things in my life, some abilities in my life that helped me to do that. And I need to take advantage of those more often. So as we leave today, as we go out today, think about who you are and who you want to be, and who you want to be, what you want to be remembered for. Because the things that are important in life, you know, you hear people say, family, job, and God. No, it should be God, family, and job. And I don't know if job should even be number three. But it should always be God. It always should be the Lord. So remember who you are today. And keep looking for it. Keep striving to get better with your walk with the Lord. That's the most important thing. We should all be standing tall every day and feeling the peace of the Lord in us, even though we're going through stuff. And I know it's hard to do. It's very hard to do. But if we really have that mustard seed faith, even in the worst of times, we can have enormous faith even the best of times. So walk out here today. Ask yourself who I really am, and let the Lord bless you with it. Thanks. Father, thank you for this small little message I have today. Father, just let me be the person you want me to be. Not the physical person, but the spiritual person you want me to be. And Father, just bless each person in this room today. And give them the absolute spiritual lift that they need in whatever situation they're going through. And Father, I just give you all the praise and glory for what you're going to do. Amen.